Last Friday, an Orchard Park jury found Erie County Sheriff's Deputy Kenneth Achtel guilty of reckless assault and two of three other charges related to his use of force when arresting Nicholas Belcito at a Buffalo Bills game last December. Matthew Spina covered the trial for the Buffalo News. He joins us this morning. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, Howard.
Both Erie County DA John Flynn and Sheriff Tim Howard said it's unusual for a jury to find a law enforcement officer guilty. What made the difference in this case?
Well, I think that the a few things. I think that the evidence, as provided by the body camera video, was just overwhelming. And the prosecutors could simply come back to that video evidence anytime the defense attorney in the case tried to cloud the picture or tried to complicate matters more than the circumstances deserved. And the video evidence was just the touchstone that the prosecutors, Gary Ertel and James Mara, could come back to time and time again and just make it really a rather simple matter for the jury.
Now, that was one thing that the DA and the sheriff did not agree on, was the release of that body camera footage. Can you give us some background on that?
Well, the body camera footage was obtained by a downstate lawyer for the family of the victim in the case, Nicholas Belcito, as part of a civil lawsuit that the family was contemplating. And in time, the video found its way into the public record. You know, I think that part of what might be going on is that after a deputy has been found guilty of assaulting someone and abusing his authority, the sheriff might want to be changing the topic a little bit. And he chose to criticize the DA for making it public when the DA only fulfilled a Freedom of Information request filed by a lawyer for the Belcito family.
There was another dispute between those two when the DA decided to drop all charges against Belcito. Will that affect the working relationship between the DA and the sheriff's office?
Well, I suppose only if they want it to, but the district attorney, when asked that question kind of in some post-game interviews on Friday, said he felt that he had a good working relationship with the sheriff's office. So I guess it just remains to be
last.